Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Greetings to each and every one of you this beautiful day in the Lord. And we thank God for you, you, and you. And we trust you had a wonderful New Year's Eve, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Those you do Halloween, your Halloween too. We thank God for you, you, and you being on the other end. Call a friend, call an enemy, call somebody that you know sick today that may need a word. We don't know a word to help them, encourage them, and push them on. Or someone that is just sad, call them today. You know who they are. Perhaps it may be you. Okay, and you listen intently today, and we trust that there will be a word that will encourage you, you, and you. Thank you for listening today. Here is our own sister tonight.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father, knowing that you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, you're that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for allowing us, Lord, to see this day that was not promised to us, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that every day that you give us, Lord, Father God, is a gift, and we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, our military troops, Lord Father God, that are being deployed, Father God, to go to war. Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to go with them, Lord. Father God, touch their families, strengthen their families, Lord Father God, that they look to you and pray, Lord Father. Father God, not just keeping their loved ones safe, Lord Father God, but praying for peace as well right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I hold before you Craig Jr., Koya, Keshawn, Deneen. Father, we hold them before you, Lord. Rebecca, Calvin, Lord, Father. Touch them right now, Lord, Father God. Keep them covered right now, Lord, Father God. Under the blood, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father God, that you make no mistakes, Lord, Father. So, Father, as each and every one of them prepare, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thanking you for keeping them. Touch their families right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bishop Clark, Lord, Father. Father, asking you, Lord, Father, to continue to touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, as we speak healing right now, Lord, for you said by your stripes we are healed. And we are thanking you right now for his healing, Lord. Father, I hold before you Tracy, Lord, thanking you, Lord, Father, for bringing her out of ICU, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you Richie right now, Lord. Father, touch his body right now. from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father God, make a way, Lord Father God, that they can do whatever procedure that they need to do for him right now, Lord Father. Continue to give his mother peace right now, Lord Father, resting in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, Father, for just answering and hearing prayers, Lord Father. Father, as not only we pray, Lord Father God, but Father God, the listeners, Lord Father God, touch and agree with us, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with those, Father God, that are asking for prayer, for not only for themselves, but for their loved ones as well, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for hearing our prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you touch Naomi right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch and heal her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord Father, there is so much sickness and disease that is going on, Lord Father. But Father God, you took a stripe, Father God, on your back, Lord Father, for each and every sickness and disease, Lord Father God, that they have. And Father, we thanking you, Lord Father God, for just touching and healing today, Lord. Father, we pray for Rufus right now, Lord Father. Father, that he don't leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord. But Father God, you touch his mind and touch his body. And Father, we pray, Lord Father, that someone lead him, Father God, to you right now. Father, touch those that lost loved ones, Lord Father, that are grieving right now, Lord Father. Comfort their heart. Give them the peace in their minds right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold this broadcast before you, Lord. Father, asking you, Lord Father God, to cover it under the blood. Show up and show out like never before. We're thanking you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father God, being, Lord Father God, through this airways right now, Lord Father, canceling every assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it, Lord Father, anyone speaking, Lord Father, or listening on this broadcast. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say have your way right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch every needs right now, Lord Father. Father, whether it be spoken or not, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for hearing it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and deacon, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father, as the word come forth. Give us the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
All right. Amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Now, if you didn't hear your name, call us because you didn't give it. Okay, so call us 347-857-3925. Give us a call. And if you didn't want to give us a prayer request, then give us, you know, a word of how you're feeling now and what God has already done for you and how he's met your needs and all. We thank God for you today in this 2020, the first month of the 2020. We thank God for you. Yes, we do, each and every one of you. We thank him for you. Now, listen, we will pray for you if you desire us to pray for you, but you got to let us know, okay? Amen, amen, amen. Who is that? Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, Pastor Gloria. It's Liz from Connecticut.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. We want to know how your son is doing now.
Well, he's gone through 3 surgeries, a whole bunch of rods, a whole bunch of staples, a lot of transfusions, his leg swollen, 6 things to drain, and it's been going, you know, up and down, whatever. He was in ICU so many, you know, times. Now they just trying to, they saw something, and they're hoping to go in to be able to clean it and vacuum it so they won't have to open up everything and take out all the rods, all the stuff, and put new ones. So hopefully maybe tomorrow they'll be able, but because of the fever, they couldn't put a pick in him because all the, you know, the IVs, all the stuff he's been doing. So, but, you know, I just thank God, you know, that I was, you know, even over there in the chapel everywhere and for all the people that have been praying, I've been praying for everybody and just resting in God. I was just listening to somebody they sent me a messenger but in Spanish, and it was so powerful talking about everything you're talking about, the nations, the people, you know, Puerto Rico, everything. And it was just like you said, military, just like. So I listened to that, and it was so awesome and powerful. Then I says, well, I says, it was meant for me to hear. Now I could call the pastor, and I'm here. I'm just resting in the Lord. I'm praying. Because I says, God is in control. God is in control, and there's nothing, you know, it's when his time. And, you know, I try to tell myself, you got to be, you know, be still, be, try to rest, whatever. I know it's not easy. People are poking you, doing, but God knows what he does. We just have to be ready to move here and there and just continue praying for everybody, praying for one another, praying, just praying. That's all we could do, and I want to thank you for your prayers. Everybody, all the people from all over, I'm just so grateful, and I know God has a plan. He always did, but it's in his timing to show. So we could, you know, witness, testify, and I've witnessed and testified different things. I mean, what even there, me over there in the chapel, what God, you know, asked somebody to ask me, and I did it, and it was unbelievable. It was just, God is, he's just doing so many awesome stuff. So I continue to be, you know, in prayer and you know, for everybody, and just pray and just pray and do what I can, you know, and get ready to go see him later on. That's all, like I said, but I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everybody, for you, for all your prayers, all your love, support. I mean, you know, and I'm grateful.
Now, you take care of yourself some now. Don't you, you know, neglect yourself and get sick yourself, because you can't be praying for him if you sick.
That's right. You know? That's right. And that's why. That's it. I'm praying,
so
and
you have to
God
to
help me and strengthen me and go forward. And go forward.
Right. There you go. You know the way. You know the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep yourself up. So that you can help him and the rest of them around.
Yes.
You have to be. So you just take care of yourself. We praying for you all so that you will, you know, be strong as you be by his side and praying for him.
Yes.
You
know. Oh, yes.
And we are helping you, you know. We are the other part that's helping you pray. For him, for his healing, in whatever way God, let's put it this way, whatever way God want to do it.
That's right.
We always go before God, but it's whatever way God, let God's will be done.
That's
the
way it is, it's God's will. That's right. That's what
we stand on by your side in prayer. We all are, you know, every day. 6 days a week, we are praying and standing by his side. Well, 7 days, I forgot Sunday. We have prayer on Sunday, too.
So true, so true. And I know. So I just want to thank you. Thank you. I mean, for you, for people everywhere.
So we, now
I'm doing good.
We heard you. We hear you for ourselves.
Yes.
We heard you ourselves. That you're still holding on. That's the important
thing. That's right. I'm holding on. I'm anchoring. I'm not letting go. Wherever it is, I have to go. I have to go. It's God's will.
You have to hold on. Yes. That's all we can do is help you hold on.
That's it.
Is to back you up. Yes, we back you up. And it makes us feel good. We have heard your voice. Mm-hmm. Make us feel
all good. The honor and glory goes to God. I says, no, I have to call him. call and let him know. God has done a lot of things on and off in his way. Everybody don't understand. It's in his way, his time. Just let him do it. Be still and know I am God and let him do what he has to do.
Amen. Amen. You need to say that again. Amen.
It's true. I have that. They gave it to me and I always say that. And God always shows me that. Be still and know I am God. I will take over. Just rest and watch. Be a spectator and watch what I'm going to do. That they're going to be hooked. That's right.
Be a spectator and watch. But God.
That's right. Psalm 91. Everything. Back and forth. God has me all over. Isaiah, Ezekiel, everything. Oh, my God. It's like, ooh. But that's it. It's so powerful. God is, like, so awesome. So I'm like, that's it. I'm in that secret place. That's it.
Oh, people, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? She's still holding on, praising God, and still doing her work, what God called her to do.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Now, you know God gonna have to do something for her. Oh, yes. So she's remaining faithful. She's remaining faithful to God, people. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be blessed all.
Don't seem so small. Our little problems seem so small compared
yes.
to the that you have. But I thank God that you called us to let us know, you know. Yes, indeed. And all of you that are fasting today, we want you to make sure you have her name on your prayer list. Sister Elizabeth's name and her son, Richie, on your prayer list. Put them on your prayer list too, okay? Don't you forget today as you pray. All right. We thank God for. Amen. Amen, people. Now, you know, that's a wonderful testimony. Amen. And to let us know the progress of the son's condition and all. Thank you so much again letting us know because everybody be asking and I say, I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet, you know. But now we can say we have. And you are encouraged to hold on to God's unchanging hand. My. That is so wonderful, isn't it? That there's somebody that's holding on. They didn't let it get them down, tear them down or anything, but they are still praying for other people as they usually do and giving other people encouragement too and all, even though she's going through such a trial. This is a trial here. Lord have mercy. Y'all, please don't forget to pray for. That is a whole lot. You know, you have to endure. Amen. But she said, let God do what he want to do. Amen. Isn't that right? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I was going to give you a little thing. Well, I guess I go ahead on still. I start getting excited, you know, by how God blessing other people. Praise God. All right. The word was, prayer can make your weak days strong, your trying days triumph, your Sabbath days sacred, and your holidays wholesome. That's what prayer can do. Prayer can make your weak days strong, your trying days triumph, your Sabbath days sacred, and your holidays wholesome. Isn't that wonderful about prayer? Keep on praying, people. We have a lot to pray for. We praying for Iran. We praying for the United States. We praying for all your sons and daughters that have been deployed. And we praying for all of them. Their safety, that God will put his blood over them and cover them and keep them. Yes, every one of them, okay? Don't just pray for yours and leave somebody else's out. Pray for every one of them because first time they've gotten involved in a war of any kind, I know they're a little afraid that God will give them courage if they don't shoot the wrong person. Praise God, hallelujah, that everything be straight there. They come back home safe, you know, clothed in their right mind, too. You know, oh, my God, when you think about the young ones that's out there and they're not used to anything like that, that is, makes you, you know, have chills, make you have chills, you know. Praise God. But we're praying for them. We're praying for the different places that fires are breaking out. So devastating, the people, the animals, everything is being burned and everything. But you know what time it is, people. You know what time it is. The time is winding up. We are in 2020, and everybody was expecting something glorious, but too, the sons of God will find a hiding place. Hello? The sons of God will find a hiding place because God has already prepared a hiding place for his people, his righteous. It's already been planned, all right? So this is what you're looking for, the coming of the Lord. You're looking for the coming of the Lord, and you want to be ready, don't you? You want to be ready, and it doesn't matter. Things going to happen in your life, all kind of things, crazy things, wicked things, weird things. Is happening already in your life, and everybody's talking about they looking for the tribulation. I don't know what you're in now. You know, what you're going through, huh? Yes, it's getting worse. It's getting worse and worse. I've been telling you that for several years. It's getting worse and worse. So now it's not time for you to quit. It ain't time for you to give up on God and talking about you ain't going to church no more, you ain't going to serve God no more because of this, that, and other, your son over there, your daughter over there in the wall. You can't do stuff. Now, who's the one going to protect them? Who's the one going to take care of them? And you got to be the one praying to God to take care of them, you see? But if you ain't praying for your own child, now what do you want somebody else to do? Come on, think about it, people. Stop being crazy about talking about I ain't going to church no more cause of this or that. So what? There's a few flaws in the church. He say the church was perfect. That's why you go to church, so you can work on being perfect. See what I'm talking about? We don't want to work on what we have to work on. We have to work on ourselves. We have to help. Pray for others to be worked on also, see, so that we all can be prepared. That's why the house should be, the church should really be a place where people come to what? Get healed, delivered, help to begin to worship God, to glorify him, magnify him. That is what you go for, see. Worship God, give him honor and glory. This is what we do for him, you know, and then he does for us. He's planned a harvest for us. Each one of us has a harvest. Now, it could be good or evil now, depending on you, what your mind is doing, okay? You see what I'm talking about? Today is the day you need to, you know, re-enter into your place in God. Okay, you need to re-enter that. You've been there so long till you become stagnant. You know, now it's time for you to re-enter and find out who you are really in Christ. And if you're not the right person, okay, let me tell you something. Pardon me. Let me tell you something here. There are people in the book, in the Bible, remember Jacob, right? Now, what was he in the beginning? Think about Jacob in the beginning. Think about it. He was one particular person, wasn't he? Schemer and everything. He was all these things and all this. But guess what? God had to change his name, didn't he? He had to change his name. Why did he change his name? Why did he have to change his name? Some of our names need to be changed. But we first got to come to the condition to change your name. See? You got to realize that you do need a name change. All right? Now, remember when he was wrestling with the angel? And he wrestled with an angel. What did the angel ask him? The angel asked him, "What's your name?" And he told him. And he told him, "No, your name is changed now." After he wrestled with the angel, his name was changed. In other words, he wrestled with the Holy Ghost. He getting now. He finna get a new name, a new nature. Some of us of today needs a new nature. Yes, we do. Think about it now. You need a new nature. All right? Because what? Once God come into your life, you now are a new person. That's what you're supposed to be anyway. But I'm going to believe today the listeners are new people. When you become new, take away all the things that have been in your mind all these years, you know, in your conscience. All these years you've been thinking one way, one thing, this is where we go. But we don't realize that each dispensation that God allows us in, what happens? Things change. See? And when things begin to change in your life, you have to change with them. You cannot remain the same. Your nature changed. You see, you were born in the image of God, right? In his image. Now, you have not developed the image of God as of yet because there are many changes that has to occur in your life. See? You have to go from one level to the other, all right, so that you can begin to be in his express image. Do you see what I'm saying? You have to be in his express image. And the only way you can do that is the changes in your life and go along with what God is trying to do in your life. And each time you go through a cycle in life of trouble, trials, and tribulation, this is where you are pulling off that old man, each layer. You're taking off each layer. See, until it gets to the point where it is complete. See, and when it gets complete, then when you know, it takes a while for you to become the sons of God. It takes a while. And God got all the time in the world because time is his. We don't have that much time, but God has time. See, to do what he has to do in your behalf to make the change. Okay? Now, do you really want to be changed or you want to remain the same where you all humdrum, you're in one thing all the time, you ain't got no new nothing. You don't have no new mind, no mind to do anything. You don't want no change. I want things the same. They are not going to be the same. You change clothes, don't you? Sometimes you have to change your soap you use. See? You're allergic to it. See? Things like that. You change your hairdos. Or your haircut, or whatever you do to your head. see. Look at the men. They changed beards. Okay? Men. Now they got all this hair under their face. Now, they used to didn't have none, or they had a corvatus, so something like that, nice little neat beard. Now, they got a whole bunch of fur around there. And the experts, the scientists say it's more germy than anything. It carries a lot of germs. I see you ladies, you kissing all them germs. Praise God. They say I didn't have to go there, y'all. But the fact is, think about it. Things change. God had to change Jacob. He had to give him a new nature. And he had that new nature now. You can't call him a schemer no more. You can't call him that. But can they call you the same thing they used to call you? Now, I know people that are not saved and don't know God, they keep you, you know, as they met you when they knew you back then, when you was in school, you know, when you was wild and willy all up and down the road and just hollering and saying all kind of things. They knew you then. But they don't know you since you changed. But then they say, oh, that's just Susan's child, daughter, son. That's all. They've been like that, honey. Don't you hear people say that? You probably said it too, didn't you? See? Because you're only seeing through that eye. You're not seeing the new nature. And when God makes a change in us, he brings you into what? Into his level. He's bringing you there. You ain't got there yet. It takes some more time for you to begin to be in that level of what God wants you in. He wants you to put on a new nature, his nature. See? That you can become the sons of God. See? This is what you're working on today. And how do you do that? How do you become the sons of God? Is change your nature. See, Jacob had an encounter with God. So you have to have an encounter with God in order for your nature to change. And then when you do, you confess it, do you not? And if you don't confess it, you got a problem, ain't you? You don't know whether you change. You still do the same thing. You don't work at not doing it, but you continue to do it. Now, what did God tell him he was, God told him after he changed him, said, now you are prince with God. You're a prince with God. See? Oh, my God, my God. Let me tell you something. Jesus was the end of the old nature in the human race. Did you know that? Oh, okay. Did you understand that? Jesus was the end of the old nature in the human race. Remember now the word say he was the last Adam. So you got two Adams, right? You got the first Adam and you got the last Adam. So that last Adam is what? Jesus Christ. Because he did what? He took our sin upon himself. That's what he did. What did the scripture tell us? He made himself. To sin. And he did what? Took our sin. Because he didn't have no sin.
But he became sin just for you and I, just for us to make that change. He wants us to make the change. This is why when people are getting ready to leave, we try to do this. We ask them, do they know Christ? Have they made their peace with Christ? Different words of that sort to and then lead them to Christ and ask them, have they forgiven their enemies or who they thought they might have hurt it, they might have hurt it or did hurt or whatever the case may be. This is why when you at a person's bedside, you lead them to Christ, especially at that time. You don't know whether they did or they might have did it when they were 10 years old. That was a long time ago. You done did a whole lot of stuff in between. And stop talking about I ain't sinned, I ain't did nothing. You were sinning then because you're lying. You see? You don't realize that you've done a whole lot of things and you need, if you down to that last minute, it's time for you to do what? Make your peace with God. See? So God made a way for you to do that, didn't he? See, with Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Now, Jesus got us where we deal with the old nature now that we have, don't he? And when you hear of him, hear of the scripture, when somebody reads you the scripture, don't just toss aside, oh, that's written by man. So how was you going to understand it if a man didn't write it? So you can understand it, all right? Now, it's up to you to understand. But you know now how to deal with the old nature, how to get rid of the old nature. See, many times we say, well, I don't know what you mean. I'm all right. I'm all right. I say, yes, you are. You're all right as far as you know. But in your own mind, you think you're right. But have you ever asked God what you were supposed to do? In all of that, let me tell you. Why do you think in the Bible he tells you that about the ministry of restoration? You're going to have to be restored. To what? God's nature. God's word brings about that. Brings about the sons of God. You ain't going to be no son of God if you haven't changed. Change your nature. Change the old stuff you used to. You know, each time, from the time we were conceived to the time we die, there's so many changes in our lives, you'll be surprised. If you could write down everything that you thought or think, you'd be surprised how many times you done changed. See? And what happened? Your mind. You have a mind that evolves. Go round and round and round and round. And sometimes it come back to the first thing that happened. And you'll start doing that. Well, you know, I'm used to doing that. That's my family. Okay? Wrong. Okay? You're supposed to have a new family now. Things supposed to have changed in your life. You holding on to the old one. So if you hold on to the old ones, that means nothing new can come, can it? You ain't going to get no change if you keep holding on to the old stuff, see? And I was just reading quite a bit here this morning. I was reading quite a bit. I was reading about when, pardon me, Rachel had her son, you know, and he done had one son, then she had to have the other son. And she thought God just gave her that one son, right? But let me tell you, long time getting that one. Okay? Then the maid servant told her, well, that was prophecy, gave her prophecy. You shall have another son. This is what she told. She was told. So when she came down to having this other son, and it's also time for her to die. See, at the same time. So she called the son, son of her sorrow. But he called the son. He said, no, that's not his name. So you see how God do with names? Do y'all see how God do with names? Huh? You know, y'all like all these crazy names, Tookie Kookie, and all them crazy names y'all have for y'all children, and you can't spell them, and when they get in school, you get mad because the teacher can't pronounce them. Well, the teacher's not been educated in names, you know, these crazy names that y'all make up. No. So she was saying, son of my sorrow. That's what she said. Because of the travail that she had. She had, oh my gosh, she had pain failing all over the place. But his father said, what? No. He won't have it. Call him, what? Son of my right hand. Now, you know, I'd like to tell you the story, but at this point I will not tell you the story, but I will go on a little another time and give you more of the story when he said, son of my right hand, and why he said son of my right hand. Why did he say that? See? For one reason, I told you, because the ministry of restoration and deliverance for all creation that was to come about at the birth. And this had to be for the end time. I'm going to tell you now, it had to be for the end time. That's, now you say, all this time he was saying that for that? Yes. Yes, he did. Let me tell you one thing. Son of my right hand. Why would he say son of my right hand? Do you know why he said, son of my right hand? Do you know that? There was a reason. What happened? When he put his right hand to out for the baby, what happened? The baby left hand grabbed his right hand. And you didn't think about that, did you? And thereby came forth Benjamin with what? He was left-handed. Did you see? And God is so precise. Let me tell y'all people, God is so precise. Do you know there was a whole nation of people that was left-handed? And when you read the scripture, you'll find out the majority of them was with Benjamin, the left-hand man. He was the son of Abraham's right hand. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, he was his father's right hand man. That's it. That's it. Yeah, he was his father's right hand man. Okay? And, you know, when I was reading and I say, man, God, you are so precise. He made a whole nation of people with right and left hands. And we think it's funny to see how a left hand person eats. Pick their forks up, spoons up, okay? Do anything right. Yeah, I like to see left hand people right. Have you ever noticed that? And these are things that God had put into effect. Benjamin was left-handed. And he had a whole nation of people with with left hands. But let me tell you what them left hand people could do. Let me tell you now. What he say them left hand people? Let me tell you that. It's in Judges. Okay. He said, listen here. We find 700. Now that's a lot of men, ain't it? Chosen men, Benjamites, who were left-handed men that could sling stones at a hair breadth and not miss. Now they were good, wasn't it? 700 left-handed men. Now God, see, and you thought you was odd. Left-hand man. You want a God's man. You're a Benjamite. We're going to tell you. You're a Benjamite. How about that? Huh? Now, this is what we're starting. We're thinking of. Think about this. Now, you heard people talk about this Joseph Company, right? Well, I got one for you. I'm trying to find some people to be a part of that, the Benjamite Company. There you go. See? Now there's Joseph and there's Benjamin, two brothers, right? And they have the same lineage, see? Not like the other ten. The ten brothers. All right. Now these two, who are these two? Sons of God. Sons of God. And those are who we named after. Okay, I just wanted to tell you, we are named after the Joseph Company and the Benjamite Company. Now, they might have been in trouble sometime, and they caused some trouble. And when you read the story of Benjamin, you will find that there was some trouble there he got himself into. And this is why I was telling our dancers, read why we call you the shallow dancers. You know why we call them the shallow dancers? Because Benjamin was cut off from them 12 tribes. He was cut off from there. Something he did cut him off from there. So now in order for them to reunite, get back together, that tribe to come back where it belongs, the shallow dancers had to dance the dance of deliverance. Now you see why they danced? And when they danced the dance of deliverance, let me tell you, God knitted them back together. You know why? Because they ain't had no wives. Isn't that strange? See, God got a way of doing it. That's what I like about this story. God got a way of doing things, huh? He has a way of doing things. He took this left-handed man, and he was anointed. Yes, he was anointed. But he still, you know, was caught in a position that cut him off from the rest of the tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. He got caught into that. But you can be caught into something, but let me tell you one thing. God will rescue you. If you're one of his called, left-handed or right-handed, doesn't matter which one you are called, left-handed or right-handed. If you chosen, see, the 700 was chosen. Did you get the picture? They was chosen to be who they were. And they were good at what they did. They had an anointing. See, no matter what class your anointing falls upon, you still have the anointing. And God recognizes it. And if you get into any type of trouble whatsoever, you and your mind, notice I say, you and your mind, because a lot of things happen because you allow your mind to control you and not your spirit. And when your mind tells you, no, daddy, I ought to be over here. No, God doesn't place you in one particular place, and you do what? You someplace else. See, Joseph had no choice. It was already planned by God where he should end up at. But listen, he had no choice because the enemy did what? Sold him. Got rid of him. Now, I know the enemy can try to get rid of us. You know he always working to get rid of us all the time. See? Sometimes we don't even know it could be a plan of God that you do leave. He do get rid of you from there because other than that, you won't even leave. You stay right there because it's comfortable. God takes you out of your comfort zone in order to get you to work in your assignment. Now, we talked last night about mentoring and about Elisha and Elijah. See? How God brought them together. And he had to become a servant before he could become a leader. See, we always want to be a leader, but we don't want to be a servant. And you need servanthood in order to prepare you for leadership. People don't realize that today. And they get mad if you don't put them where you think they ought to be. And they don't want to be where God placed them at. They want to be where they want to be, where their mind told them, well, I want to go over there because that looks more prosperous. You don't look prosperous. And you go over there and you find a camp full of sin. See? Because you didn't want to be over there because there wasn't enough people. But you forgot one thing, to look for one thing, the anointing. You forgot to listen, to find out whether God is there, huh? You want to go to the other place because it sounds like and it look like. This is what people do every day. And people have told me, y'all ain't got no people over there. But do we have God? Is Jesus present? We don't lock Jesus out. We bring him in. Do you see? Some people lock him out. They lock him out and they do all they do inside. Huh? You see, everybody want a praise break. Everybody want to jump and shout. Everybody want to holler and scream and roll all over the floor. Everything else. Everybody want to do that. Well, it do feel good. I've done it, you know. It feel good. Yeah, it feels good to do it. I don't know how to explain it to you, but it feels good. And we think, I used to think, you know, oh, yes, I got it. And then you get up and you go out and you do the same stuff you've been doing. Huh? So it ain't nothing happened, but you got a little dirty, your hair got messed up, and everything else. We look at it the wrong way. And as I was looking into this about the Benjamin Company, and until we make the change, we haven't fully been accepted into sonship till we make the change, fully change. See? I know you did, huh? We ain't made no change. We think we did. But then we find out a lot of things are not happening in our life that we desired to happen because we didn't make the change. Do you see? That means get rid of all the old man, that old nature. You know, that nature, you say, well, I'm just cut off the old rug or something with your daddy and your mama. I'm just like my mama. I'm just like my daddy. Well, now, how was your mama and your daddy? You find out. Was they in Christ? You still want to be like your mom and daddy, or you want to make a change? You want to be like your family heritage? No, because most of our family heritage is terrible. I say all our family heritage. I don't want to be like the heritage of my people. They were some unforgiving people, and they still is unforgiving. See? And I don't believe they even remember why they not forgiving the person. I don't even think they remember after all them years. I'm just telling you. One of my uncles was so mad, and still, he know he finna die. He built a house in this place, and when he found out it was gonna be turned toward the home where the person he hate, you know what? He paid extra money building the house to turn his house another way so it wouldn't face their house. Now, what you call something like that? Now, that's really hateful, unforgiving, wasn't it? Well, let me tell you one thing about me. I went to him because I just couldn't take it no longer. I said, Unc, I don't want to be in your business, so to speak, but I'm getting in it. Anyway, I say, but do you think you're going to heaven and know you're an Advent Sunday school teacher and, oh, you're a deacon in the church and all this stuff? Do you think you're going to heaven with that kind of stuff in you? And he thought about it for a while. And for a few minutes, and I say, you ain't going, not according to the scripture. You ain't going to go. Now, you know that, you know, doctor done give him bad report and everything else. And he say, no. I said, okay then. I said, do you want to accept Christ now? And I started talking to him, telling him what the words say, and got him to the point where I said, okay, then you ready to confess these things and ask the Lord to forgive you for hating the way you was hating? And he said, yeah. And I led him all the way through that. He accepted Christ then. Because I just couldn't take it no longer. That's too much hate. And it's been so many years. Just about all their life they were hating. And all our families has got some kind of old stuff up in them, issues of all kinds that need to be handled now, 2020. You made it to 2020, now you need to handle that. Get rid of that old stuff. Them old natures need to go right now. Forget the hate, whatever you hated them for. It ain't worth going to hell, y'all. It ain't worth it. See? You can not get your name changed to your elder brother. Who's your elder brother? Jesus is your elder brother. You say, well, Jesus is my... I say, no, Jesus is your elder brother. He had no generation after him. He didn't have no wife, did he? I know they tried to make him have a wife, but he ain't had no wife. Don't you let nobody be putting that craziness in you that Jesus had a wife and he got children over there in Europe. Come on, how you know they're his children? Yeah, they are his children. All the people are his children in a way. See? because when he is God, all are his children. When he is Jesus, that's our elder brother. Hello? All right. Did y'all get that? I know you didn't understand that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I know you don't. You want me to talk about you getting a house, getting a car, getting a husband, and getting all that. You want me to talk about, I didn't talk about that today. I'm talking about you. See, you becoming who God has called you to be, a son of God. You and I have to walk in sonship. I know you don't want to know about that. You don't want to hear, but you need to because you ain't making it in no other way. Join the left-hand company. You know I put it that way, right? And well, now, the sonship was, how was it introduced to us? By the life of Jesus. And listen now, and the writings of Paul the Apostle, his writing is where friendship is introduced to us. Sonship is introduced, excuse me, to our friendship. Sonship is introduced to us. And now, let me ask you a question. Now, what tribe do you think Paul was in? What tribe was he of? What you think it was? Guess who the tribe was? Now, why are we going to become that? What tribe you think it is? The tribe of Benjamin. Don't you think that's strange? He was in the tribe of Benjamin. All right. You'll get it after a while. It wasn't no accident now. It was not no accident. It is not no accident. Now, that's because the revelation of the younger son should come from one out of Benjamin. God do everything what? Very neat. God do everything so precise. He don't leave nothing out. Did you hear me? God don't. We leave things out because we don't want to understand how he wrote it that way. Did he make a, did the writer of the Bible make an error? We want to call it an error so quick, don't we? Well, now, you know Joseph had, he had 11 brothers. He had 11. But 10 of them were only half brothers. They were half brothers. Oh, my God. Now, what happens then? And these brethren could not receive his priesthood. Did you hear that? They couldn't receive his priesthood. Okay? They couldn't receive it. And then what did they do? They stained his robe with blood of a beast. That was against them too, huh? Joseph had a special relationship with his brother. Okay? Now, isn't it something? They got rid of Joseph because of his dream. See? And the dream came to pass. But they didn't even know the dream, didn't even recognize the dream when it came to pass. They didn't even recognize it. Isn't that something? We today do not recognize when God do something.
when he bring things to pass, what we've been asking for so long, when God bring it to pass, we don't even recognize it because it's not dressed the way we want it to be dressed. It has on a complete different garment. Your harvest, let me tell you now, your harvest when you reap it, don't look like it did when you sowed it. Have you ever thought about that? It don't look like, so you don't recognize. Well, God ain't answered my prayer, and he probably answered it how many? Week after you was sowing it. But when it did, he took so long to get there, you couldn't recognize it. How long do it take for tomatoes to grow? How long do it take for corn to grow? You put the seed in the ground, and then how long do it take for it, you to have a harvest? Not overnight, did it? Same thing when you sow seed in Jesus' ground for him, for his glory. Huh? When the harvest comes, you don't recognize it. Huh? You plant one little seed in the ground for them tomatoes, and here you got stalks and stalks of corn growing up there. You don't recognize that one seed, do you? You can't believe your seed produced that type of harvest. When you sow in God, sow good, you reap good. When you sow bad, you reap bad. See? You see the ain't a difference? Do you want things to change in your life? Do you need them to change? See? And Jacob was changed. Jacob, things were changed. Huh? So when things change, one way it changes another way, don't it? It brings change all around. See? Somebody gonna see the change. And the person that see the change more than likely has been a person of change. Do you know that? So they can recognize change, can they not? My. Can you see the sons of God arising now? Can you see it? Can you see the glory that accomplishes that? The glory of God shining upon his sons. Oh, my God. Because he said what? Jesus gave us the glory that God gave him, gave us the glory that he may be glorified. Oh, my God. He gave us something to glorify him with, his own. Huh? That's why he can say, you are mine. You are mine. See? He gave you something to represent him. He gave you something to look like him. He gave you something to be in his image and his likeness. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you know that? Praise God. Ooh, ain't God good? Don't you want to be a son of God? He said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, didn't he? But then another scripture says, now you have become the sons of God. See? He gave you power to become. And when you become, you're in his likeness, in his image. And when you become, you have the glory upon you. I don't know if you see that or not, but whoo! Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. I tell you, listen. I don't always feel good in the body, like I want to run through troops.
Sometimes I don't even want to move.
But once I get into the Word, this is what happens. Once I get into the Word and the Word begins to marinate in me, see, what happens now is I indulge myself in His glory, and then He in turn turn up the heat of my glory. Lord, have mercy, mercy, mercy me. Good glory, glory to God. I'm having a good time in Jesus. The devil tried to wipe me out this past week or so. He tried to wipe me out, but every time he wiped me out, I come into another level. And when I go into that next level, glory be to God, hallelujah, something begins to happen. Wheels begin to turn, let me tell you, hallelujah. And he got to the, back up, devil, back up. Get off me, see. Tell him, say, hey, you can't get no room up in here. You know, you got to talk to that booger. I know I call him a booger. He's a boogerman, all right. You know, he's always trying to bring fear to you. He's always trying to make you afraid of something. He's always trying to keep faith from you. He's always trying to hinder you in some way with sickness, discouragement, disappointment. He's always trying to do it. But, honey, I'm so glad about one thing. Faith will bring survival in your life. You can now name yourself as a survivor. You know how they say I'm survivor of cancer. You know why you're a survivor of cancer? Because faith came in. Hello, somebody's faith. Whether it was yours, your mama, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, grandfather, whoever it was. But faith came in and made you a survivor. I hope you got that. You that's sick, you got it. Thank you. I thank God. I'm going to have to say that one time. I thank God for Sister Elizabeth standing on faith, and she's leaving her son's condition to him. She's prayed. We are all praying for her and her son, and all them. He done been through them three operations, and now they're doing something else that just as hurtful to his body now. And guess what? She's standing on faith. She's not getting herself out of believing and trusting God, and she's still doing her work that she's got to do for God. Now, when there's someone like that, let me tell you, you know God going to be working for you all the way, because you leaving it in his hand, because ain't nothing you can do anyway. You want to sit up there and worry and cry, why God, why God? Don't ask God why. Why not? Me. You called me out of darkness into light. You gave me an assignment to keep. Do I think that it's not going to be some rough roads sometime? Huh? There'll be rough roads sometime, don't it? Huh? In all our lives, there's rough roads in my life, your life, all our lives that call on the name of Jesus. All of us that's naming that name and saying that we are sons of God, let me tell you, you're going to have some rough patches in life. I'm not going to tell you you're not. I'm not going to lie to you. Huh? You got to stand on that word you talked about, you preached about, you witness about. You got to stand on that word and be a partaker of that word. That same word that you're dishing out to other people, you're going to be a partaker of it. Does it work for you? You telling me, do it work for you? Have you tried it? Somebody might ask you that, you know. Have you tried it? But let me tell you today, God knows. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I belong to the Benjamin Company. Huh? Because the Benjamin Company was what? The son, the man's right hand, right? So the right hand is what? Becoming. He is now becoming the Son of God because of who he is. Hallelujah. I'm just having fun because of who he is. He was changed. Huh? Now, he might have had, Joseph might have put the silver cup in his bag, but that don't mean he took it. That mean he carried it. Hello? He carried it for a reason because he was chosen. You see? He carried the silver cup because he was chosen. None of the rest of them could carry it. Did you get it? Them other brothers couldn't carry it because they didn't have the anointing. Ooh, Lord, hush yourself. Hush yourself, girl. Hallelujah. I just have fun with the word, y'all. Let me tell you, I love having fun with the word. I love the word of God. Now, I don't always do this talk. You know, last night I got tuned up with the secrets of the mentorship. I got carried away. Let me tell you, I talked to the broadcast and went off. Didn't even know it was going off. I said, oh, Lord, everybody gone, and I'm talking to myself. I was gone. You hear what I'm saying? Praise God. I say, I kept going. I didn't even look at the time. Okay? And that's what God is doing in this time, in this 2020. He's bringing us all a new vision. We can see clearer. Huh? At least you're supposed to. Now, if you're not seeing no clearer, then you got to go back. Huh? And you got to do what? Refresh yourself. Be restored. Back to your original plan. The original plan that God gave you. Go back to that original plan. Then. Not the one that you manifest because it looked good and people give you accolades. Don't get caught up when people telling you, oh, use this and that and you the other. You know why? Because they'll take it back just as quick as they gave it. They take it back. Soon as you say something they don't like, they take it back. And I just say, hey, don't get ruffled about it. I'm used to people doing these crazy things. I say, ever since I've been into holiness, people have been doing crazy things to me. But they don't know how I keep on making it. I keep on going because I'm like Sister Elizabeth. I've always been like that. I keep on rolling with Jesus. I leave it all in his hands. You take care of him, God. Ain't nothing I can do with him. You take care of him. I got to go. When they get sick, my children get sick, my people get sick, hey, Lord, you take care of them. I'm going somewhere and preach. Wherever you open the door, I'm going to preach. And I go to preach. See? And my baby, the one that died, I was preaching a lot of times, and he was in the hospital. But the word of God had to go, had to come forth, and I went and took the word to dying people because he wasn't going to die. I had that covered. You know, you say, how you had that covered? I said, no, he's not going to die. He's going to live and declare the works of the Lord. I put the covering of Jesus Christ over him to keep him, and he keep him till I come back. He ain't going nowhere. And every time the doctors say he's going to die, call the priest, call you somebody in, because he's going to die. I tell him, no, not my child. He ain't dying tonight. And they thought I was crazy. I said, yes, I am crazy. I'm crazy in love with Jesus. And I trust him. I trust what the words say. If I do his work, he gonna take care of my business. And he's still taking care of my business. It looks like he ain't going to do it sometime. It looks like God takes you to the edge sometime, don't he? And you don't see no way. And then, boom, there goes a solution right then. Came so quick. Came out of nowhere so quick. You didn't know it was coming. You didn't know it was coming that way. But God, see, all you can say is, but God, who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. See, you take care of God's business, he's going to take care of yours every time. See, why? You're now becoming the sons of God. Your faith is make you whole. You whole. It don't matter what the pain say in the body. That's the body's job. But you are whole. You are made whole. See, women with issues of blood, you are made whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. No matter what it looked like, you still say, I'm made whole because of whose I am. Oh, my God. Y'all have to, listen here. Lord, open up a revival for me now. I got to go get a revival. I'm all worked up now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Change of your nature. Today is your day. This is the day for the change if you want to change. All right? This is the day for you to make a change. You, and you. Don't you want to make a change today? Huh? We praying for your change right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that a change we'll go over these airways right now, Lord. We bind every hindering force that have come against your people right now in Jesus' name. And we send forth the Spirit of the living God. Change is taking place. Their eyes are open to see clearly. Their ears are open to hear more clearly. Father, in the name of Jesus, and their tongue, God, shall utter your wonderful words and works in the name of Jesus right now, and their heart shall love plenty, be overflow with nothing but love in the name of Jesus. And it's been said today, we decree and declare it, and it shall be done, even as it said, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word that came forth today. You know, how do you become a son of God? And are you ready to put on that new nature? Change today. I heard the woman of God just prayed for change. I receive the change. So today, put on that new nature. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. I tell you, it is some awesome listening. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into her life, continue to sow a seed into the radio broadcast. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com. and hit that donate button. That's LOGION internationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God, let him have.
God,
my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.